Really, really love that track. And someone else, Upkit John Vanier. Got a cheesy, I know. We do like a bit of cheese here on the radio. It is my star guest who is back after such a long time. I'm so happy to invite her back here on my show. It is the lovely Harshita Gaur, the television actress and actually digital star, doing a lot of things on digital, on the digital platform. So let's welcome back Harshita Gaur. Harshita, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm so happy to be back on the show and speaking about whatever you want to ask me. I'm good and I'm just, I don't know, this pandemic situation has been a little dicey for all of us, but I'm pretty well managing it good.
Oh, good, good, good. That's good to hear, because I know there's some artists that are struggling with the way things have been in the lockdown. So, you generally keeping well? You've been enjoying time in the lockdown?
Yes, yes. In fact, I've learned a lot of things.
Oh, tell me more. What have you learned?
No, as in learned a lot of things, as in cooking, because I had absolutely no clue about cooking. So, when I was saying, but I was just, you know, everything I had to do on my own. So I learned quite a few things. And then I picked up this hobby of music, which I always wanted to pursue. And I picked up this instrument, flute, that I'm learning.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay, that's good. So you're doing quite a bit during lockdown. So now that things are kind of getting back to some kind of normality, how are things kind of moving in terms of work and, you know, projects? And of course, we've got to talk about Mirzapur too, but let's just talk generally. I mean, have you had lots of kind of scripts to read? Have you been, you know, looking
over
work?
Yeah, so actually in this lockdown, I had actually quite a lot of scripts to read. And because, see, the only thing that was working in terms of work in these months was you reading a script or testing for something. Because everything to start would have taken time.
Yeah.
So I read a lot of scripts and but everything has been put. So everything that I had to do in these 4 months has been pushed. And now I'm gladly things are rolling back, because I thought that this year work will not start.
Yeah.
But gladly it has. Mm-hmm. And now when I'm, you know, in October, November, something or the other will start.
Okay.
And the biggest thing is coming, so Mirzapur 2, so I'm really looking forward to that.
I know, because the launch date of that has been announced. So Mirzapur 2, tell us a bit about Mirzapur 2, because I know that you're part of Mirzapur 1. You know, you've done, the good thing about you, Harshita, is that you've actually done a lot of digital work already. So there's now a lot of people moving into the digital space, but you've already had that kind of head start and already had that kind of success in the digital field. So how do you feel about that, and how do you feel about Mirzapur 2?
That's so sweet of you to say that, but I don't really think that I've done a lot in digital. Having said that, Mirzapur has been something which actually happened to me, and then I'm really glad that it did. Mirzapur 2 is obviously in terms of my character also, which people will see, and in terms of every other character, but they'll see more of the graph and more of, a little bit more about Timpi and Timpi 2. And the season 2, as we can see that it's also about revenge and, you know, all that drama happening. But it's also very, very deep-rooted, as in you will, the characters are really deep this time, and, you know, the layers are even more. So mm-hmm. I think people are really going to enjoy this one if they've enjoyed the first season.
Yeah, but when the show...
What else to say? I mean, it's too early to say anything about it, because anyway, people are speculating and anticipating a lot of things. So I want to keep it to that, so that whenever the thing comes and they see it, it'll be a surprise for them. But I can only say that Timpi, if they're looking out for, then that character will also surprise a lot.
Yeah, because that's the thing though, because we know already Mirzapur's got so much hype surrounding it, and there's so many expectations surrounding Mirzapur 2 because of the success of the first one, and of course your character Dimpy. So, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel nervous and do you feel a little bit excited, the fact that, you know, people are going to be looking forward to it, but you've also got this kind of pedestal?
Yeah, I'm like really, because, you know, after Sadhahat, that you know, again, I've done shows and I'm ready. It's not that I'm not respectful towards them, but I'm saying that on that stature and even bigger, like Sadhahat was not even that big, but Mirzapur just become as a national thing, and, you know, now everybody wants to see it. And I'm glad they liked the first season, but because I personally, as my character, have more to do in season 2, so I'm even more nervous and even more, you know, just on my toes, and I'm like, I don't know how they're going to take me, because, you know, probably a lot of people will see me they must not have seen my work before. They're going to see me working like, you know, scenes and all those meaty scenes in season 2 for the first time. So I don't know if, so I'm like obviously very excited and I'm very nervous and I'm very, I don't know, I mean, there are a lot of things going on in my head and I'm just looking forward to it because you cannot really understand what people will like. So I can just hope and pray that they give me love they've always given me, and even the new people who will see me for the first time, they also like me. So yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure you're going to get lots of love for your character Dimpy in Mirzapur 2. But now that you've kind of touched upon your character and you're saying that, you know, you've done quite a few new bits in there, and you've done, obviously your part's a lot more bigger than what it was in Mirzapur 1. Are we going to see a different shade to Harshita that we've not seen before? So are you doing new things in there that are challenging for yourself?
Of course I am doing new things. And every character is an advanced you know, every character has advanced from what they were, because as I said that it's very deep rooted. You can feel. I mean, it's because every revenge has gone to everybody's mind, and it's more serious. Obviously, it's more soulful, I would say also, and it's a little serious than season one. So every character's new shades have also come out, and for Dimpy also it's been the same. And obviously the shade you still see in season one, but now more on that. Mm-hmm. And she doing something new, and every character is actually doing something new now as a part of their character now. So I don't know what to say. I'm just so excited and very nervous, and
don't be nervous. I think it's going to be exciting, and there's
but
a lot of fans of yours.
But all I can say is that people will enjoy season 2 a lot, because they'll feel more for every character. It's very feel wala.
Okay, well, there's not long to go, because it's on the 23rd of October that it's going to be launching Mirzapur Season 2.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. Away from that, Punch Beat was also another big show that you did last year on Alt Balaji.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience, because that's completely different to Mirzapur and the hard kind of gritting.
Yeah, that was completely different, because I was playing like material. Even in Mirzapur, I'm like, 19, 20.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The premise is obviously very, very different. I mean, Punch Beat is all about, you know, that school love and, you know, drama and all those problems that happen to teenagers and all that. I had a great time, and, it was just a very fun show. So, if you ask me about season 2, so production knows when will it happen, but what did you actually ask me, Raj?
I'm just asking you basically about Punch Beat, because that was a completely different show. As you mentioned, that it was a completely different premise to Mirzapur. So obviously you're tackling a different kind of audience with that particular show. And it is similar to your Channel V kind of audience where Sada Haq was aired.
Yeah.
So you went kind of back to basics with that kind of show. But now you've done Mirzapur, you know, kind of that different kind of direction. So which do you enjoy the most when it comes to playing the characters? A bit more kind of hard gritting type in Mirzapur, or something like light hearted and a little bit more kind of punchier in Punch Beat?
Actually, your voice has went away in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
So, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. So you were asking me something about what kind of roles I'm looking at now.
So yeah, in terms of the two roles that you've done already, in terms of Mirzapur and Punch Beat, which one's most challenging for you as an actor, and what are you looking forward to in the future in terms of roles?
See, challenging is everything, because it's just you're playing something and you have to also justify being that character. But hands down, I think Mirzapur has been the most challenging one after Sada Haq. I think Sada Haq was also very challenging, because it went on for 2.5 years, and Mirzapur was even bigger a challenge to do. So I think it's just which one is more challenging. That's the comparison, because everything is in a way challenging, because it's not your daily life.
And what about future work? Like I said, you've been reading lots of scripts. Is there anything that you can say that, you know what, you'll be working on after you've done the promotions for Mirzapur 2? What's next for you?
So, I'll be working on a film in Telugu. I had already done my debut last year. Mm-hmm. And there's one more. And again, can't speak much about it. And there's another series happening for one of these platforms. But again, you know, it's just that because we had a 4 or 5 month lockdown and it's still nothing has been signed per se. So it's everything is in process. But until they announce something, I can't say it.
Okay. And are you missing anything on television? Because obviously your career started with Sabda Haq on Channel V. Yeah. So how do you kind of how do you feel where you are now in terms of your career? And when you look back, thinking, you know, how successful your journey has been, and you know, what the future lies ahead for you.
Apart from the fact that I am not working every day, which was a relief in TV, because you had to work. So, you know, you're going for a job every day, so kind of you kind of occupied, and the money is coming monthly every year, every month. So, apart from that, I think, you know, that's, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, that's the only thing that happens in TV. But otherwise, I think I'm very happy. Because I, even though, see, again, make choices with instincts, but if a project goes wrong, it's just that you cannot know beforehand if it's gonna go bad or not. But I have followed my instincts and I have enjoyed the projects that I've done. And I'm, again, future also, I'm not in a hurry, I'm not in a rush. I'm really gonna look for things that interest me and what I want to do, and I'll do it. So that way, because I can make a choice, I'm privileged probably in a way that I can make that choice. So that way, I think I'm very happy. And and now I think how I do in Mirzapur 2 will determine the exact point where am I in life and how am I doing.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, it's true, because that will also kind of determine which direction you take after the success of Mirzapur 2. Harshita, a couple of questions from the fans. One is from Ashu, who's asking, who is that one friend from the industry that you look forward to when you are in time of need?
Does it have to be an actor?
Well, she's asking whether it's anyone in the industry, but if there's anyone in the industry, great. If not, is anyone
actually,
else?
Actually, there are, like, you know, I found I have few friends in the, and I have very few friends only, because those are the friends that are really close to you. Otherwise, everything is also work and very, very focused. But I've really found this one friend I can look up to, call her anytime, from the industry, and that's Shweta, who's actually Golu in Mirzapur 2. She's like a sister soul to me. So I think she's someone I can pick up a call anytime and I can ask. Although now it's also like I'm close to my director also, my writer also. They're also amazing people, and we've been just, you know, sort of talking to each other, and there's this group that has been made, but I think I can pick up a call on any one of them. And I can even pick up a call on Ali, because I think we spent like 3 years as brother and sister. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of brother-sisterly feeling also, because he kind of protects me when, you know, when I ask him something, and then it's just that I get this brother feel from him, which is very nice and very protective, and I really like it, because, yeah, I mean, I am probably lucky enough to get these people around in my life.
That is
but
good.
If I have to pick really one name, then I think Shweta is someone that, she's a sister soul to me.
Nice, nice, nice. Another question, who is your favourite YouTuber? Do you watch a lot of videos on YouTube? And if so, who is your favourite that you follow?
Favourite YouTuber? I think I really like mostly same video, Prajakta Kohli.
Okay.
And I also see this one, but this very, that's very informative on YouTube. What's his name? Dhruv Rathi.
Okay. I've not seen him, but yeah, I'm sure listeners would have.
I get the whole gist of things probably when he says. And I'm not very YouTube follower. So there's Enzil Ganker, I think that's also someone that I look up to, as in I look for the videos. Mm. But apart from that, yeah. Now, if you want to ask me Instagram profiles, then I can tell you.
No, because I haven't got much time anyway. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the next question. Quickly, what qualities do you dislike about yourself? They said like, but I think dislike is a little bit more kind of, I think it'd be a bit more revealing.
I don't like about myself.
Yeah. What's the one thing you don't like about yourself?
although I'm working on it, but I'm very indecisive. Like, I'm for me to take a decision, it's a hard deal. Like, I have to, like, I will go through it, and I will go back to what I was thinking before, and then I just fluctuate. And this has been a problem with me, but I think now I've kind of resolved it 70%. But yeah, it's still something that fickle-mindedness. I think that's my problem.
Oh, okay. And Harshita, there's a question also from the Parth Samtan fans. I think there was something that you posted about, you know, your appreciation for him. And there's a lot of fans asking, would you ever work with him? Or is there anything in the pipeline that you could be working with Parth Samtan with?
I don't have anything in my hand with him. But yeah, why not?
Okay, nice.
I mean...
Okay, anything else you want to add to that?
Answer what? About this?
No, I said anything else you want to add to that?
No, I mean, I'm saying that, see, it depends on what I get. I've not gotten anything that's opposite part yet.
Yeah.
So when I get it, and I'm not even, I mean, I don't even remember the appreciation post, to be honest.
Mm.
Maybe I would have liked something, and I at that moment, I would have appreciated, and I do that. But we're not even friends. So it's not like I'm hiding or something. But if I get something opposite him, and if it's interesting, then why not?
Nice. No, it's good to hear. And you're in Delhi at the moment. You're going back to Mumbai in a couple of days?
Day after.
Okay, so how are you feeling about returning to Mumbai? Because obviously we know that, you know, the infection rate has been quite high, you know, generally in India as well. So how do you generally feel? Are you feeling kind of anxious? Are you feeling kind of, you know, excited to be returning back to work? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I was with my family. I enjoy it here a lot. Now mm-hmm. I have a shoot in Mumbai and I anyway have to go. So yeah, the feeling of going back to work is always amazing because that's what we live for.
Yeah.
And that's what I really like doing, like being on set and doing something is what I've always liked, and that's why I'm an actor. So going back to Mumbai is obviously very, although it's just that I would have wished more time with family. But yeah, it's a superb feeling, and I'm very excited because now it also feels like a new beginning because now the shoots will start.
Yeah, that's so true. No, it's true. There's a lot happening now. There's definitely buzz in the air that there's some kind of normality returning to.
Yeah.
Harshita, quickly before you go, you know, John Isabella, I'm not going to let you go without giving me some kind of exclusive dope. So is there anything you can tell me that you haven't told anyone else in terms of interviews? Kuch hai, aisi baat that you can tell me about?
Oh... I am not given any interview, by the way, in this lockdown.
Nice. Okay, that's exclusive.
By the way, I did tell you, I mean, obviously, that you will tell me that's stupid, Harshita, but that flute thing, that's new.
The flute
Nobody
thing is
knows
new.
It.
So, are you going to post a video of you playing the flute on your social media?
I'm really working hard to prepare a music piece that I can put it out. And I'm going to soon do it.
Looking forward to it, all right? And all the best with that. And Harshita, all the best with everything that you're doing. It's always wonderful catching up with you. And yeah, I mean, have you got a final message? I know all the fans are listening at the moment. Have you got a final message for all your love fans? And
yes,
you know, everyone
I
there?
I love you guys. All the fan clubs and on Instagram and Twitter. And now, basically also, before I used to interact with them a lot. But now, like, I'm pretty active on Twitter and Insta, and I kind of interact with the fan clubs and the fans and otherwise. And I feel really nice. I feel better, and I think fans are the ones who make you. So I'm so grateful to have you guys in my life as my audience. And I really hope you enjoy Mirzapur too, and, you know, just...
I'm sure they will. No, thank you, Harshita, for your time. It has been a pleasure catching up with you again. And all the best with that flute, all right? And all the best with Mirzapur too.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.